For example, PF, these are new today's date is 10/20/2022, dictation is 4. Miss Kenya Stepp, Stepp spells S-T-E-P-P, Kenya spells K-E-N-Y-A, date of birth is 05/31/1982. This is a 40-year-old female here with ear congestion and pain around her ears, period. Next paragraph, patient reports no trauma. She stated that she has long history of allergies and feel like her ear is full of liquid, period. She thinks it's from her allergies, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient also reports itchy eyes and watery eyes, period. Next paragraph, patient says she's currently on amitriptyline for insomnia and restless leg syndrome, and indicated that the current dosage she's on does not seem to be effective, and wants to discuss an increase in her dosage because she says her husband informed her that she is very restless at night, and she also indicated she's not getting a full night's sleep, period. Next paragraph. Patient is also requesting to have her LASIKs increased because of swelling. She's currently on LASIKs 40 milligrams. She says she would like to go up to 60, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication, allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert, obese. Young lady. In no acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% at room air. Blood pressure is 126/83. Pulse 77, respiration 18, temperature 98.3, period. Next paragraph, ear. Clear fluids is present behind left TM. No erythematous EAC. No trigger tug. No mastoid tendinitis to palpation, period. Her neck, full range of motion. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion. No rigidity, no meningeal signs. No tender or palpable nodes present, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress, period. Next paragraph, nose Next paragraph, eyes watery. Eyes are watery, conjunctiva is mildly injected, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema. There is peripheral edema, but no cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, distended secondary to obesity, no visible peristalsis, no guarding. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is insomnia, number 2, restless leg, number 3, peripheral edema, number 4, allergic rhinitis, period. Next paragraph, patient's medication were refilled as follows. LASIKs will be increased to 60 milligrams. She will take 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, amitriptyline, will be increased from 50 to 100 milligrams, 1 PO at bedtime, number 30 for 30 days. Next paragraph, olapatidine, 0.1% for ophthalmic solutions. You one drop in each eye, BID for 30 days, number 1 bottle. Next paragraph. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. She was strongly encouraged to take her potassium medication because the increase of LASIKs could cause problems with her potassium. She says she understands and is currently taking potassium. Also indicated that she's eating meals that are rich with potassium, period. Next paragraph. Strongly encouraged to increase fluids, to come back to the clinic if worse. Patient was encouraged to make an appointment to have labs drawn. She says she understands the labs we plan to receive a CBC, CMP, TSH, T3, T4, cholesterol levels, end of patient.